On Beacon Hill, the political wrangling over the state budget is kicking into high gear. The Senate Ways and Means Committee yesterday released its almost $34 billion state spending plan. Investments in transportation and education in the budget fall short of Governor Patrick's proposal, which had called for $2 billion in new taxes to pay for them. For a look at the Senate budget plan and the political battle ahead, we're joined now by Michael Widmer, president of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation. Good morning, Michael, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Nice to join you.
Michael, in terms of the Senate budget plan, as you review it, how does it stack up in terms of meeting the needs for key state programs?
Well, I think the Senate has done the best they can in a difficult situation. Difficult in the sense that, yes, we have an economic recovery, but it's a slow recovery. Tax revenues are coming back, but not dramatically. The underlying job picture is slowly getting more positive, but slowly. So they don't have the revenues to restore the kind of spending cuts that took place during the recession. So it's a modest budget, as it needs to be, which picks priorities in some areas like home care and child care and some parts of local aid. Priorities that largely balance, or somewhat different, what the House has focused on as well.
Are there areas that need more funding the way you look at this?
Well, I think it's fair to say that there are probably many areas in the budget that could support more funding, particularly because of the years of budget cuts. Certainly the judiciary, I think, stands out, and many areas of human services, though the Senate budget puts more money back into mental health. So it's a matter of making difficult choices given the slow economic recovery.
UMass officials say they'll be up on Beacon Hill next week when Senate budget debate begins to push for more funding because they didn't get what they need in the Senate budget plan in order to avoid tuition increases. Think there's any chance they're going to get more?
Well, I think they may. If not on the Senate floor, then in the conference committee. When one looks at these two budgets, the Senate and the House, the difference in funding for UMass jumps out. It's $25 million less in the Senate. So I think that is going to be a major area of focus.
Are there other sticking points in the conference committee where both sides are going to need to compromise?
Well, there are some differences in local aid to cities and towns. The Senate gives a little bit more money under the Chapter 70 K-12 program and a little less in unrestricted local aid. I think that will be a little more beneficial for the suburban communities, a little less so for some of the poorer communities. So the House, on the other hand, gives a little less to the suburbs, a little more through unrestricted local aid. Small dollars, but big impacts for communities. So I think that's another area where they're going to have to compromise in the negotiations when the budgets are completed.
On the subject of tough choices, Governor Patrick had called for increasing the state income tax, lowering the sales tax, and getting rid of some of tax deductions in his effort to raise almost $2 billion to pay for more education programs and to pay for more transportation programs. The Senate, like the House, chopped that way down. They're just calling for $500 million in new revenue, mostly in tobacco taxes and gasoline taxes. What do you think it means for the governor's plans?
The legislature has clearly taken a different path, and the governor's tax package is dead. And he doesn't have a lot of power because what he gets in this budget he can veto, but he can't add to the bottom line other than sending an amendment back, and which they would surely reject.
You think a veto is possible?
No, I don't. I don't think he would veto major parts of this budget. I mean, there always are some selected places, but that goes in the opposite direction. He's looking for more money, not less. And then the transportation finance legislation, he'll get most of what he's asked for in transportation. So I think there's very little chance that he will veto that either.
Michael Widmer, president of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation, thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.